Hello, this is Iris Carden. Welcome to the podcast that accompanies the iriscardenauthor.net website. Family Lies, Chapter 22, Court, Chapter of Work in Progress by Iris Carden. Elsie had to appear before the magistrate's court for mention. The magistrate asked Elsie, "Do you know why you're here?" Elsie replied, "Hello, dear. What's your name?" The magistrate tried again. "Mrs. Clark, do you know this is a court of law? Do you understand this mention is preparatory to a committal on the charge of murder?" "Oh, dear. Murder, you say? Who was murdered, dear?" "Your husband, Henry Clark." "Oh, Henry, he went away." The magistrate said, "Mrs. Clark, I have a letter from your doctor. He says you have dementia." "Oh, hello, dear. What's your name?" Jessica stood up. "Your worship, I don't believe you're going to get any further with addressing my client. She was diagnosed with dementia some years ago. She now lives with her daughter and has a live-in nurse caring for her. I'd like to move that the court dismiss the matter, as Mrs. Clark is now clearly unable to assist in her own defence." The prosecutor said, "The prosecution's happy to accept that, your worship." "Can you both advise on whether a psych evaluation would be of any use?" "Both my client's doctor and her live-in nurse have told me a psych evaluation would only confirm what was already apparent. Her nurse, her daughter and granddaughters are in court today if you'd like to ask them about her day-to-day life. They assure me that while it is possible she committed the offence she is charged with, she's highly unlikely to commit any further offences. She rarely leaves her own room, and then usually only to see family members in the home where she lives. I'm also advised there were extenuating circumstances at the time of the offence. Indeed, there is a chance that were my client able to cooperate in her own defence, it would become clear she had an excuse at law. I'm advised it was most likely she was acting in the defence of herself and her child at the time of the offence." The prosecutor said, "I agree that a psych evaluation would add little to what's already apparent. I'm sure if by some miracle the accused's dementia could be cured, we would present the charges again." "Very well," the magistrate said. "As the accused is in no state to stand trial and unlikely to offend in future, the matter is dismissed." That was it. Done. Elsie was free as a person who almost never left their own house could be. Jenny pushed Elsie's wheelchair with Emily walking beside her. Behind them came Emily's daughters. Outside the court, Detective Carstairs, who had been waiting in case she was called to give evidence, approached them. "Jack is coming up for mention again today. I understand he's being represented by the duty solicitor," she said. "Don't look at me," Jessica said. "I'm absolutely not representing him or arranging anyone else to defend him." She looked at Emily and said, "And I absolutely recommend you to not pay for his defence, Henry Jr.'s either, if he's caught." "No, I won't," Emily said. "I might have if no one had died, but that security guard's family have lost a husband and father because of them, and it could easily have been a member of our family who died. They're both on their own." Alana said, "None of us are paying for either of them either." "Good," Jessica said. "Taking care of Jacob was one thing. Those two are adults. They're responsible for their own actions." "I have news on Henry as well," Detective Carstairs said. "He was picked up in Sydney trying to catch a flight to London. Given the charges and the evidence, the interstate extradition will be a formality, so he'll be here soon. You're all going to have to prepare to give evidence at committal hearings for both Jack and Henry, and then for their trials. I don't know if they're going to be prosecuted together or separately, so you could have a lot of court appearances to come." Emily was exhausted as Jenny drove her and Elsie home. Alana, Jody and Kim travelled separately. "The girls will be able to go back to their own homes now," Emily said. "Even with all the danger, it's been nice to have the whole family together." "You can go back to having your family Saturday get-togethers," Jenny said. "That will be nice. You're going to need to get a weekend nurse, you know. You and the girls can't keep looking after Elsie on my days off. I realise that. Once we get back, you need to go to bed while I get Elsie bedded down for a sleep. Absolutely. That was when her phone rang. She would not be going to bed when she got home. A worker from the family services department would be by to bring Jake. He would stay with her on a trial basis while the department decided on his permanent placement. Are you ready to raise another kid? Jenny asked as Emily hit the button to end the call. The girls will help. Carol will help. We'll get by. He deserves a break. I guess he does. And if I know anyone willing to give someone who needs it a break, it's you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'll see you next time.